A funeral mass today in Spain, in the city of Valencia, honors the 41 people killed yesterday when a subway train derailed. Though terrorism has been ruled out, the incident brought back memories for many Spaniards of the 2004 attack on Madrid's commuter trains. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Valencia.
The city of Valencia is observing a second of 3 days of mourning. 5 minutes of silence will be observed today, and tonight King Juan Carlos of Spain and Queen Sofia are expected to attend a state funeral for those who perished in the subway crash. Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is cutting short a visit to India to attend.
El gobierno valenciano ha decretado 3 días de luto.
National news shows are replaying scenes from the tragedy. A two-car subway train derailed as it took a curve just before the Estación de Jesús, a station near the center of town. One survivor told Spanish television that she heard an explosion and saw black smoke after the impact. Authorities say the tragedy was an accident. One official said the 18-year-old train ruptured a tire when it was rounding a curve. Some reports say the train accelerated into the curve, slammed into a wall, and flipped over. Survivors smashed windows. They used the LEDs on their cell phones to light their way through the tunnel, stepping over bodies on the tracks. Last September, 3 trains collided on the same line, injuring dozens of people. Valencia transport officials insist the train was up to date with its safety inspections. But the Railway Workers Union says it had warned repeatedly of problems on this particular subway line. Passengers calling into radio talk shows say there were regular blackouts and air conditioning failures, and that the cars knocked and screeched around the curve. The local newspaper Levante reports that the track on the curve was deformed and a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit had been imposed there. Life has returned to normal in the working-class neighborhood around the Jesús metro station. A couple of kids in a park pretend they're Spanish soccer stars. Nearby, Miguel Ángel Saus sits on a bench reading a thick paperback. He says the state of the metro line is just more proof that politicians have neglected the day-to-day needs of Valencia's citizens while getting carried away with grandiose projects across town. What good is a music or opera or arts palace or whatever they want to call it if there are children in rented shacks because there aren't enough school classrooms, he says. The Palau de las Artes, a theater designed by Santiago Calatrava, is just one of the architectural wonders built along the river in recent years. Valencia is hoping to turn itself into an international landmark. Next year's America's Cup race will be based here, and this weekend, Pope Benedict XVI is scheduled to visit Valencia. A Christian radio station addresses the thousands of people already here for a world meeting of families. The meeting is aimed at promoting Christian family values, and it culminates with a papal appearance. The Pope is still expected to come, but many of the festivities have been canceled. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Valencia, Spain.